Couple of score updates. Tippecanoe Valley leads Twin Lakes at halftime 35-0. Also, Mishawaka leads Northridge at halftime 23-8. Northwood leads Concord now 31-14 in the second. And we still don't have an update on Wauwatosa and Goshen. Last check, they were still scoreless. Also, an update from Cincinnati. Cubs have scored. And so they lead 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. They won earlier today 6-2. We are ready to resume the game. Carrillo will kick off. There is still a little bit of a breeze, probably 7 or 8 miles an hour. It's in the face of the kicker. And the Tigers have two men deep. On the far side is Leighton Isbell. On the near side, Tristan Wilson. Wilson getting the start at cornerback this evening. Carrillo steps it off. Ball right in the big X at the 40-yard line on the north side of the 50. And it's a line drive punch kick. And it goes through the hands of a Tiger and goes out of bounds. And they're going to say he touched it. I thought that he did too. And so the ball goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line, and that's where Warsaw will take over, first down and 10. If the Tigers hadn't touched it, then that would have moved the ball up farther on the field. But I thought that the up man did touch it, and so it will be out of bounds. Where are they going to mark it at? At the 24-yard line. Tigers in the first half, touchdown, field goal, lost fumble, touchdown. They're four drives. You still like that fumble? That's basically inside the 20-yard line of Plymouth. They were going in. They would have at least probably gone for three, maybe would have got three, maybe seven. It wasn't a big deal because Plymouth punted. Warsaw had good field position and eventually scored right before halftime. And a delay getting everybody set. They had to get a new ball out there. And now we're ready to go. Quentin Brock, the sophomore, 6 foot, 190 pounds, under center. And he'll pitch it back late. And here comes Ransbottom again. 30, 33, dragged down at the 35-yard line. It'll be a first down. I thought maybe it would be another penalty, but it's not. But Ransbottom continues to punish teams from the outside, and he gets 15 yards and a first down for Warsaw, their 11th of the contest. And Warsaw, feeling some momentum here coming out of the third quarter, runs right to the line of scrimmage. Well, and Brock is going to keep it, 40, 45, and then pushed out of bounds. At the 46-yard line, Quentin Brock has 11 yards and a first down for the Tigers. I said, uh-oh, because Brock was going to pitch it, and at the last minute, cut the ball with his hand and brought it back in, because I thought for sure he was going to turn that over. That had turnover written all over it. As it is, it's a gain of 11. And they pitch it back again. Ransbottom again coming to the near side. And he's got good yardage across midfield. And he'll be marked out at the 46. That's a gain of 8. Lucas Ransbottom is 8 yards short of 100 for this football game. And this is a guy that really, I mean, he had went through the reps during the summer and the preseason, but his thing was going to be cornerback, and that is not at all what he's doing now. And he's being very effective. Second down and 2. Brock, again, late pitch back. Again, it's Ransbottom. He's got the first down and more. Spins across the 45 and goes down to the 41. 5 more yards for Warsaw's little number 31. And a first down for the Warsaw Tigers. Their third of this drive, their 13th of the game. 17-7 Warsaw. 11:07 left to play here in the third quarter. Tigers were down 7-0 after the opening drive, and their offense has been pretty good ever since. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the far side, the right side of the formation. And option play, and this time Brock's going to keep it. He'll be hit at the 40 and dive forward for 2 yards to the 38. Stopped by Mackey for Plymouth. Second down, they gave him all the way to the 38, so that is a gain of 3. I think I said 2 earlier. That was wrong. Second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. Ball inside the near hash mark now. Force has attempted 2 passes. They completed 1. Option play, Broxton keep it. Leaps over a man, 35. He's down near the 30. He's got another first down. They're going to mark him right at the 30-yard line. So that's a gain of 8 yards for Brock and another first down for the Tigers as they continue to chew up this Plymouth defense. 4 first downs in the opening drive of the third quarter. Headed toward the north end of the rock pile. 2 minutes gone in the third. Warsaw leads 17-7. Brock, one of the players from Plymouth, flinched but not across the neutral zone. 20 on the play clock. Warsaw has plenty of time. Now Quinton goes under center. Option play. Pitch back behind Egoff, but he reels it in. 30, 25, 20. Very close to another first down. And I think he's got it. Looks like he got 10 more yards. He sure did. Egoff having a really good day running the football for the Tigers. 4 carries for 64 yards. One of those a 30-yarder. Ball at the 19 as Warsaw continues to move the ball toward the north end. Leading by 10, looking for more. From the far hash mark, the right side of the formation. Wide side of the field is left. Option play. Brock keeps it. Again, leaps over a man that's down in front of him. And he'll go down at the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 4 for the Tiger quarterback.
It'll be second.
Concord will be in town next week. Right now they're losing to Northwood. They were ahead of that game 14-7. Now it's 31-14 in favor of the Panthers. Again, tight formation. Wideouts on either side of the formation. Option play, pitch back. Ransbottom again, 15, got a blocker. 12, 10, 5, near sideline, raced the pylon. He didn't make it. He goes down at the 1, but it's first and goal Tigers after a 14-yard run for Luke Ransbottom. The Tigers have been attacking the edges relentlessly. 6 first downs on this drive. 3.5 minutes consumed. First and goal, Warsaw from the 1. 8:37 left to play in the third. Tigers by 10 at the moment. Salinger in the backfield. Isbell, wing right. Ransbottom on the left. And they'll run up the middle, and Salinger plows his way across the goal line for a touchdown. There's no signal yet. How in the world is there not a signal? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, there it is. The officials on the side never raised their arms, but Zollinger scores on a 1-yard run, his second touchdown run of the game, and the Tigers have built a 16-point lead at 23-7. Hard running by the Tigers.
Correction, there is no touchdown.
What? How in the world is there not a touchdown? Are you kidding me? There's no way. Folks, there's no way that he didn't get into the end zone. There's just no way. He dove well beyond the line. Mercy. Second and goal from the 1. 8:28 left to play here in the third. Warsaw back to a 10-point lead, 17-7. Brock under center. Hands off, and this time Zollinger dives across the line, and this time it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Zollinger on the carry for Warsaw, and the Tigers have increased their lead. It is 23-7. That was a terrific drive to start the third for the visitors, who have taken control of this game. Solinger with his second touchdown run of the contest. Smyke now to tack on the extra point. Everyone's ready. Villamo will hold it for him. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. 8:14 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 24, Plymouth 7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Smythe kicks it halfway back into the end zone for a touchback. And Plymouth will start this next drive at their own 20-yard line. That is a familiar place for them starting drives. Smythe now with four touchbacks and five tries in this game. And Plymouth will take over from the 20 with 8:14 left to play in the third quarter. And the Tigers now out in front 24-7. Let's see what Adam Handley has in mind with his team down 17 and backed up at the 20. Hullum directly behind Ramirez. Bobbles the snap, takes off running left, and he'll get a yard out of it to the 21. Pohl and Woodward on the stop for the Tigers, second down and 9. With that carry, Ramirez now 15 carries for 58 yards, including a 32-yarder that got them down to the one on the opening drive of the game and got them eventually into the end zone on his own touchdown. Second down and 9, Plymouth to throw in 21. Ball on the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Ramirez will fake the handoff. Running right, throws it out to the near side for Van Dusen. He'll turn up field, 30, 35. He's to the 40, and a flag's going to come in at the 46-yard line. Egoff stopped, made the stop after a 25-yard gain, and I think this is going to be a penalty against the Tigers. Face mask against Warsaw. The umpire behind the play down the field is the one that called it. He would have had a better angle than actually we did.
Face mask penalty.
Tigers' second penalty of the game, 20 yards worth. It would have been a first down for Plymouth anyway. But that's a big first down. They called it only the 5-yard variety, so factor that in. Ramirez now from the Tiger 49. Late pitch back Hullum. He gets hit right at the 49 at Cohen Head. He drags him across the Plymouth sideline for no gain. Finn Hullum on the stop. His last name is spelled H-O-L-M, which rounds it with a like a U in there. It's Hullum on the carry. They've kept him in check tonight. Five carries for just 3 yards. 24-7 Tigers, 6:45 left third quarter. Again, Hullum behind Ramirez. And he will fake the handoff. He's being chased, throws it out, and a diving catch made by Van Dusen, but only a gain of a yard to the 48. Johnston was there to touch him up, but it is a completed pass, and it is for 1 yard. And it will be third down and 9 coming up, third and 8, really. Well, no, where they marked him back was the 49-yard line, or 48-yard line. So it really is third down and 9. Hullum this time to the right of Ramirez. And the Tigers jumped off sides. Warsaw got a little antsy. They were sniffing a quarterback sack, and it's going to cost them 5. Move the ball to the 43. It'll be third down and 4. And assuming nothing bad for Plymouth happens here means they have 2 plays to get 4 yards. Had it been 9 yards or more, he might not have gone for it. But he definitely is in a position to go for it here if he needs to. It's third and 4, under 6 minutes left to play in the third. Warsaw with the lead as night descends here on the land of the Blueberry Festival. Warsaw leading 24-7. Ramirez back to throw with pressure. Now steps up the pocket. Got hit, and he gets away. Rolling to the right. He'll be hit as he throws it down the field, and he throws it out of bounds into the Plymouth bench.
Ramirez's pass was
How many different guys had a shot at him? Jet Woodward is the one who got to him last. It'll be fourth down. Rosas, I think, twisted his ankle. He went down, got up, waved for somebody to come out and replace him. But that, he turned around and went back out. It's fourth down and four from the Tiger 43. Two wideouts right, two left. Ball in the near hash mark. Ramirez back to throw. Quick throw near side, and it's caught. What a pass and catch at the 37-yard line. Catch made by Lewandowski. And that is a first down for the Rockies. And a gain of 7 yards on that pass play. Pretty impressive. Now that penalty looks really big, because at 7 yards, it would have been still fourth down and long. As it is now, Ramirez has his team at the Tiger 36 with 5:22 left to play in the third quarter. Ramirez, play action fake, drops back, throws it to the far side, got a man open out there, and that man makes the catch and is dragged down at the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards. Millizer on the catch for Plymouth. Ramirez, 15 of 19 passing for 169 yards. From the 22, second down and six. Plymouth heading toward the south end of the rock pile. Ramirez will fake the handoff. He will take it. He will get hit, and he won't go much of anywhere. No gain on the play for Ramirez. Beam and Woodward down at the bottom of the pile. Officially, it's no gain, and it's third down. 4:30 left to go. Tigers lead Plymouth by 17. Looking to start the year 3-0 for the second straight year. Two wideouts to the right. Actually make it three. There's a guy in the slot, very close to the line of scrimmage. One on the far side, which is the short side. Play action fake, quick throw the middle, passes high, incomplete. They were trying for the quick hitter over the middle for Blaylock, but the pass was high. Had it been any higher, Egolf was back there sniffing out an interception. It's now fourth down, coming up for Plymouth at the Tiger 33. You get the ball back here, you can run off 5 or 6 minutes against that Plymouth defense, who's been out there a lot, and they have not really done a lot to stop the Tigers. They did force the Isbell fumble. Now they did this stop the Tigers one other time, and Smythe kicked a 46-yard field goal to put the Tigers ahead. Ramirez back to throw. Hit as he throws, and down he goes! Isaac Beam with the sack back at the Plymouth at the Warsaw 41-yard line, and the Tigers take over on downs. A loss of 8 on the play, and Beam once again in the middle of all the messes for the other's team offense. Second sack of the game for the Tigers. Rosas has one. Now Beam has another, and Beam has 5 through almost 3 games this season. 4:05 left to play here in the third. And Warsaw's got the ball back, leading 24-7. And it's going to be a pass out in the flat. It's going to be caught. It's going to be caught on the far side. And the receiver is dragged out of bounds. That's Ransbottom. He makes the catch and gets into Plymouth territory at the 39-yard line. And that's a gain of 20 yards on that pass play. And that's that wheel route that we've seen the Tigers run a lot over the course of the years. And that was a beautifully thrown football. Brock now 2 for 3 for 55 yards. Draw play up the middle. That is Robbie Hoffert on the carry for the Tigers. He'll get a yard to the 38. Robbie Hoffert, the ball carrier. Second down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. 3:40 left to play, clock running here in the third. Tigers run 7-0. They have scored 24 straight. And they're threatening to score again. Brock under center. Option play. Falls down and will just fall on the ball. I don't know if he got tripped up from behind or if he got tripped up on his own guy or he fell. I don't know. It's a loss of a yard for Brock, and it's third down in the full 10 to get for the Tigers.
C.J. DeLee on the tackle.
DeLee is given credit for the tackle, as you may have heard in the background. Even 3 minutes left to go, third quarter. Third down and 10 Tigers from the Plymouth 39. From the far hash mark, play action, pitch back, Ransbottom coming to the near side, has company, turns up field at the 35 and gets shoved out of bounds there. He got 4 yards, they needed 10, it's fourth down. Now let's see what Coach Curtis has in mind here. Special teams running out on the field, and it's Mason Smythe. Mason Smythe is running out onto the field for the Tigers. Where are they going to put the tee down? It matters because there are school records at stake here. If they put him at the 42-yard line, this would be a 52-yard field goal. There's a little bit of a remnant breeze left from earlier today from the near hash mark. Villamil to hold. Snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. On the way. It is good! He got it! Mason Smythe hits from 52, and the Tigers up the lead to 27-7 with 2:41 to play in the third. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Kickoff for a touchback. Mason Smythe has broken the school record for the longest field goal in Warsaw history, a 52-yarder. 3 times, 51-yarders have been kicked. Harrison Mevis did it at Michigan City. He won that game, remember, in 2019 with about 4 minutes to go. Andrew Mevis, his brother, kicked a 51-yarder against Concord in 2016. And Jake Rogers kicked one at Concord in 2005 on natural grass. So that is a school record for the junior kicker, Mason Smythe. And what a moment for that young man. And another touchback. And he's got a bucket full of those. 2 here in the second half. Plymouth with the ball, trailing 27-7, 2:41 left to play third quarter. Quick throw, far side. Blaylock with the catch. And he'll get yardage from the 20 out to the 28-yard line. So Plymouth with the football once again. And Ramirez continues to put up impressive passing numbers. 16 of 20 passing for 177 yards. But his team is still down 27-7. Second down and 2. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the near side. Play action fake. Quick throw out near side. Caught by Van Dusen. He'll struggle forward, and they gave him the first down. He gets right to the 30. That is what is required. And that will be a first down for Plymouth, their 13th of the game. .158 left, third quarter. Tigers lead by 20, looking for their third straight win to start the season. Concord comes to Fisher Field. Yeah, we get a home game next week. That'll be nice. Back to throw. Ramirez into the flat, incomplete. Millizer on the middle screen. Ramirez was being chased by Beam in the middle of the field, and so his pass was a little farther back than he would have liked. Incomplete pass, second down and 10. Just his fifth miss in 22 tries. But again, none of them have been very far down the field. Most of them within 3 or 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Hollum behind him. Ramirez takes the snap, whistle sound, flags fly. Plymouth is backing up. Nope. It's against the Tigers. That'll be their third penalty for 25 yards. And it will be second down and 5. I know you're anxious, fellas, but too anxious in that moment. You want to make them earn every inch down the field. Second and 5 from the 35. Ball in the middle of the field now. Holland behind Ramirez. Sends Blaylock in motion. Fakes the handoff. Quick throw in the flat. Van Dusen with a blocker. 40, 45. And dragged down by Egoff into the Plymouth sideline at the 49-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain. Another first down for the Plymouth Rockies. The Tigers have been playing pretty softly tonight. They just don't want to get beat deep. That's been a problem in the first two games of the season. And so far, even though they've given up a lot of yards, they've only given up that one scoring drive at the very beginning of the game. So the strategy is working. From the 49, back to throw. Ramirez going to take off, and he's going to go down. Ramirez goes down in the backfield. Isaac Beam again on the stop for the Tigers. That's a loss of 5 on the play. And for Beam, we're going to call that a running play. We'll see how the coaches score that. I would like to see a replay of it because it looked to me like he took the snap and was going to take off and run. However, Beam was a major part of that because Beam beat his man at the line of scrimmage. Second and 15, final 35 seconds of quarter 3. Warsaw leading 27-7 over Plymouth. About to win for the fourth time in a row against the Rockies. Play action fake, back to throw. There's Beam again. And down, no, check that. That is Rosas. Rosas with the sack. That's for sure a sack. Back to the 35-yard line and a loss of even more yards. Actually, they'll mark it at the 36. That's a loss of 9 more yards. And now it's third down, and the Tigers are pinning their ears back, and they are coming for sure. 3 sacks in the game. I have Rosas now for 2 of them, Beam for the other, pending what the coaches saw in that previous play. We're through 3, Warsaw 27, Plymouth 7. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.